There are probably about 65 countries where Westerners cannot go as missionaries. So how are we going to reach them? It's through the locals.
And that's the strategy used by the ministry, Advancing Native Missions. Hi, I'm Andy Napier, and this is Footsteps from TWR. Oliver Asher serves as the president for Advancing Native Missions, which supports local missionaries in well over 100 countries. So, Oliver, what are some of the advantages of using indigenous missionaries?
So the advantage of working with the natives is, number one, they're part of the history. They know the culture. They know the language, many times multiple languages. They have a heart to reach their own people with the gospel. They live at the same economic level as their neighbor. So it's very efficient, very effective. And honestly, it's just the work the Holy Spirit is doing. So there are lots of advantages in reaching the unreached with the locals. And as a matter of fact, Andy, there are probably about 65 countries where Westerners cannot go as missionaries. So how are we going to reach them? It's through the locals.
Give us some examples. Where are some of these where really the door is not open for Westerners to go?
Let's start with Laos, Vietnam, Myanmar, China, North Korea, and the list just goes on.
And even the work that you're doing, partnering with someone on the ground in these countries, I'm sure you have to do this very carefully.
Absolutely. So we have to be very careful in the way that we work with these missionaries. And that's why, you know, I wouldn't share names or places publicly about the work that's going on.
Well, you can learn much more about the global work of Advancing Native Missions, including how you can get involved, when you go to twr.org/footsteps. twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.